Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Among the first government workers in Utah were the members of early exploratory expeditions who cataloged the topography, flora, fauna, and natural resources of the West. In 1879, Leonard Swett came to Utah as part of a U.S. Geological Survey team that was conducting scientific studies of the Colorado Plateau from its base camp in Kanab. Just 21 years old, Swett was a good mathematician, but he got the job through his father's connections. His letters home convey the workings of a scientific expedition and illustrate how fieldwork in the West wasn't just about the job. Swett described for his parents how much labor went into simply getting team members to their research sites. "Everybody is very busy," he wrote, "shoeing mules, jerking beef, overhauling tents, saddles, and blankets." In the field, Swett spent 6 to 12 hours a day making climate observations. He recorded barometer and thermometer readings and had charge of an instrument for noting the force and direction of the winds. He also recorded the percentage of clouds in the sky and their species. Utah's mountains, lakes, deserts, soil, and aridity constantly featured in Swett's letters, showing the profound role they played in his day-to-day experience. Indeed, the environment changed his very appearance. "I fear you would not know your boy, so rapidly he is changing into a frontier dandy," he told his parents. "I have a nose peeled with the heat, lips cracked, hands browned, and lumps of hair standing at irregular intervals all over my face." Swett also changed his attire to blend in. He wore high boots with high Mexican spurs, pants with a buckskin seat and trimming, a blue shirt, gray duck jacket, and to complete the suit, a broad-brimmed white felt hat with buckskin strings to tie under the chin for when the wind blows. Leonard Swett apparently enjoyed the job, not to mention the adventure, since he returned the following year to resume his work. This episode of the Beehive Archive was contributed by Matt Basso of the University of Utah. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Van Frank.